Sister has posed the question. I do agree it's out of the topic. The chairperson gave her a chance, so I have to answer. She said that, is it right if we send our children to secular schools and teach Islam at home? Sister, secular by definition means nothing to do with God. If you send your children to secular school nothing to do with God, but I know what you meant. What you meant was non-Islamic schools run by Christian missionaries and others. Secular school by definition means nothing to do with God. If you send to a school with nothing to do with God, those are atheists, there'll be a problem. They will teach there's no God, you will teach at home, there is God, there'll be conflict. The child will have a problem. Similarly, if you send to other schools which teach wrong things, who teach to worship other besides God. So there they worship Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, every day in the morning, and you come and say that worshiping Jesus Christ is shirk. So the child will get confused. You know what we are doing? It is we who are creating problems in the children. We are to blame. It is the duty of the parents to give an atmosphere which is the right atmosphere. It is like you're tying your children, tying the hands and the leg, putting them in the swimming pool and say, swim. How will you swim? So sister, my advice is, we do require the worldly knowledge. It's important. The first guidance of our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran to humankind in Surah Iqra, chapter 96, verse number 1, is Iqra. It's to read. It's to educate. Our beloved Prophet said, it is obligatory on every Muslim man or woman to acquire knowledge. So knowledge is a must, both knowledge religious as well as the other worldly knowledge, both is important, sister. But be careful while running after the other worldly knowledge. Religious knowledge should not go behind. Both should be there. So best is put your children in schools which do not conflict with the commandment of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the best is schools which teach both. Imagine you go to school and there you're taught about Darwin's theory, we have been created from monkeys. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have been created from Adam and Eve. Now the child gets confused. How many confusions will you remove? The best is Islamic schools. Unfortunately, there are very few Islamic schools. But alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, now, throughout the world, including India, there are many Islamic schools springing up. Some of good quality, some medium quality, some low quality. What we should do is that we should support those people who are opening such schools. And alhamdulillah, even our Islamic Research Foundation, IRF Educational Trust, has started a school 3 years back in Bombay by the name of Islamic International School. And we are striving so that we can give to our children what we didn't get. What we lacked in our childhood, we have a school we have started, inshallah, besides having the formal education. I don't call it secular. Mathematics is not secular. Science is not secular. I call it formal education because science is an Islamic subject, according to me. Mathematics is an Islamic subject. The great mathematicians are Muslims. The great scientists are Muslims. So I don't call science as a secular subject. I call it, for the non-Muslim formal education, Islamically, it's an Islamic subject. But should be taught in the correct perspective. Scientific facts, not hypotheses and theories like Darwin's theory, etc. So sister, it is important that we give our children the right atmosphere and see to it that they get the right education, that's the best. If you try and say that they go to a school which teaches wrong things and then come home and teach the right things about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion, sister, you are playing with fire. I would advise you put in an Islamic school. Hope that answers the question.